Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you from the airwaves of Marcus Sahaba online, so to Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah in Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, we have just completed with our first segment of this edition of the Coffee Express. We now get on with our next edition, which is called Buildergy, where we discuss hardware products, we discuss DIY, we have some motivational stories, and with that, we also have some fishing tips and at times gardening tips. So today, inshallah, we will start with some new paint products on the scene, and then inshallah proceed from them from there. And our guest for this is Brother Ibrahim Yusuf Salaji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Ibrahim.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, guys?
Alhamdulillah. How's the weather in your side? For us, we're having rain here since Thursday.
You know, we have the similar sort of weather conditions, and the rain, the wind, it's just unpredictable. It was funny this morning. I thought, you know what, we're going to have a nice warm day, but now as I got in there, I saw that, you know, it turned overcast. So it's in a matter of, you know, minutes, the weather can change from rain to wind to sun, all conditions one day.
Yeah, we were also told we're going to have that kind of weather in Durban, but when I got up this morning, I also found it to be overcast, but whatever Allahu Azza wa Jalla wills is always best for us, because Allahu Azza wa Jalla does everything out of His grace, mercy and benevolence. So anyway, let us get on to some new products, you know, particularly regarding paint. And one of them that I hear about is called rubber paint. Can you just explain to us what is rubber paint?
So rubber paint, in essence, is a paint that's thickened up with, you know, different additives that has a higher stretch content. Now, paint is not supposed to stretch. Now, why would you need a paint that stretches? Is because paint itself, with your whatever structure, just you have IBR sheeting, awnings, you know, roof tiles, your building will contract and expand. Now it got very hot, the building, and that's where fine hairline cracks form. Now when fine hairline cracks form, water passes through that, damages your ceiling board, you have bubbling of paint onto your walls. It's a lot of problems that is caused. So the product was developed called rubber paint. Now, with rubber paint, it has sometimes up to 400% in stretch. You know, recently I've done experiments with Alpha Paints. You know, Brother Zahid came to the shop, and he was surprised. You know, at one stage, he even panicked that when I reached a certain point. I said, no, don't worry, if I pull this paint can go. And it expanded quite a bit, more than double itself. And when he contracted, within 10 seconds or so, it came back to its original size.
Right. Now, there are different kinds of this paint, or is this one standard kind? You know, if there are different kinds, can you inform us about the different kinds of rubber paint and their uses?
100%. So the most common one that we are promoting at the moment, so rubber paints can vary. So affordability is a huge thing. At the moment, we have the guys offering us a huge special at $6.99. But you get like water-based paints, which is most commonly used and what we suggest the most. It has a low odor, it's quick drying, and it's easier for everyday DIY use. It's for the more common guy, for all of us. Like, we can use this on your roofs, you can use this on your walls, you can even sometimes use this on your pavers. It's still being tested in that method, but you know what, in general, it can be used on your walls, your roofs. Then you also get a solvent-based one. Now, I am not a big fan of the solvent-based one because, number one, it has a terrible odor. and it takes super long to dry, and you also need your thinners and your turpentine to clean the brushes and clean off any spring equipment that you do have with regards to the solvent-based products. Now, with the solvent-based products, you usually would use it outside on roads, marking. Some guys use it in the swimming pool. However, there are other products that we do suggest for this rubber paint, because rubber paint, once you apply it, this is what we refer to as a decorative top coating. To paint on top of this paint again, it's going to be a real issue if you use the incorrect one. Now, you get those ones, then you also get another polyurethane type commonly available that they use on decking machinery, on machinery. But in that regard, we do suggest if you do workshops to use an epoxy paint, but it is available, but not common in South Africa.
Now, is there any paint, you know, from among these rubber products? I don't know whether you would know about this, but, you know, long time ago, when people were too poor to have carpets and tiles, they used to use a thing called linoleum. You know, it's just like a mat made of something like acrylic or plastic. Is there any rubber paint that people can use as an alternative for their floors instead of using tiles or carpets? And is that the cheaper option, or tiles and carpeting would still be a cheaper option?
You know, in my personal opinion, lino is still available and still would be the cheaper option with regards to putting it down. But rubber paint can be used as an option over there. Take note that your surface needs to be prepped correctly before you apply this product, and rather go with a water-based option rather than the oil-based option. If we work more currently with the value Zaid has given us, it will work out very much cheaper, because roughly one bucket can cover 40 to 45 square meters per single coat application, and 20 to 25 square meters per double coat application. So the rubber paint will work as a brilliant alternative. And what it will also do that linoleum can't do is it will give you a waterproofing option as well. So should you have water coming in with rising or penetrating dampness, the waterproofing rubber paint will give you such protection.
So it can also exterior walls, you know, from UV exposure and hairline cracks and other problems people usually have with the exterior walls. Can rubber painting, you know, protect them from such things?
100%, brother. You know, two episodes back, you told me about those porous bricks that allows water to pass through. This product is completely waterproof. And I do remember you talking about the segments when you did site inspection. Now, water usually would come from the outside, as you said, driving rain, penetrating dampness. Now, this forms a thick layer. It covers imperfections in the plaster. It covers imperfections anyway. In one of our tests, if you watch closely, you'll see that once we pour the rubber paint on top of a lid, it actually follows every groove in. It will seal it, and it will cover up any mistakes that you did make in the plaster, and it will completely waterproof it. The product is UV stabilized and comes with a minimum guarantee of 5 years.
Now, can it be used for metal surfaces also?
100%. So one of the main reasons why we use rubber paint on metal surfaces, and I always do suggest the use of an anti-rust primer such as NS4 or NS5, whether you want water-based or oil-based, is because rust forms on any metal surface. Now, rust is like a cancerous thing. It's something that will spread if not treated correctly. Now, for rust to form, there need to be a few factors. It needs to have a surface that is conducive to rust, such as metal. There need to be water or dampness of some sort, and there need to be oxygen. Now, having some sort of protective layer over that there will ensure that the product goes a long way. Now, rubber paint will seal off your surface, and because metal and wood falls under a flexible surface, means that it moves quite a bit. Moving quite a bit, meaning that normal paints crack under that circumstances. So the rubber paint will expand and contract with your IVR sheeting, with your metal sheeting, with your awnings, with all of these structures, it will expand and contract without cracking, leaving a completely sealed surface.
So since it can be used with metal products, it would be also possible to be used by the automotive industry. Like, you know, now we spray paint cars. Can people coat their cars with rubber, you know, particularly in these coastal areas, well, particularly Durban, more than other coasts, you know, cars rust very quickly.
100%, it is used, but it's a different form that is used. So rubber paint can be used in different forms. So in the automotive industry, it's commonly used as an underbody coating for against stones, you know, chips and rust. It also, did you know that rubber paint can be used for sound dampening as well? So even people in the sound industry, which have, you know, the different speakers, they use this here. I have personally sold it to people who use it in sound boxes, to use it on a firewall to act as a sound damper as well. But getting back to your question with regards to whether it can be used in the automotive industry, yes, that is what it is used in the automotive industry. It is used on the underbody. Also, it's also used in the style, you know, where you do the car shows. People paint their mags, their rims with these rubber paints, different colors. And the reason why they use it is the trends change, the times change, people get bored. And after a period of sometimes 1 year, 2 years, they want to change the color, you know, they want to go for something new, something different. It's easy, rather than sanding down your whole room, primarying it, recoating it, which is an expensive process, you rather just peel off the rubber and, you know what, you're putting your new color back on.
Okay. Now, besides the rubber paint, I believe there's also another paint that is out, so much so if you paint the walls of your houses with such a paint, you know, you don't have to have air fresheners and things in your house. Can you tell us what kind of paint is this?
Gee, so we're the first in South Africa. Alpha Paints with Saleji Zamanzintoti is launching a new paint called Aroma. Now, this is a scented paint, and available at the moment is three different scents, three different flavors. Now, I always say flavors because the vanilla flavor that was brought to me literally smells like ice cream. So you get hungry just smelling on that. Now, it was a little bit of confusion as to the paint itself. The paint itself is premium quality. You get very little bit paint that's much better than this. It has a soft velvet sheen effect, and it will last you a minimum of 8 years. But the smell itself will only last between 6 to 12 months. Now, would you like your home to be smelled full of chemical when, you know, painting? Or would you like maybe a lavender, a lemongrass, you know, or vanilla flavor incense in your home? You know what? It was a no-brainer for me. Remember, the paint is also completely non-toxic. So when you're doing kids' room, or you just want, you know, like in a mom's room, you want something fresh, or even your bathroom, and you suffer with sinuses, or you know, the smell is just an issue, the scented paint is very versatile.
Now, beside lavender and the other one you mentioned was vanilla, is there any other scents, fragrance that are available?
So these three flavors currently, it was the vanilla, the lavender, and the lemongrass. And now Zaid is going to kill me because I'm going to tell you the last flavor that is going to be coming. But this is quite an exciting one. It's actually supposed to be a top secret, and I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying this on air. But there is one that's going to be for our Muslim brothers, specifically designed so we can remember Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Rasul. So there is something that is going to be coming, quite exciting, to remind us about that there, that would be used in your namaz room areas. That one we'll keep it for as a surprise for our listeners.
Okay, I suppose I know what it is. Tell me something. You mentioned that the scent itself will last for
6 to 12 months, even though the paint can be washed.
Okay. Now, Would there be anything to restore the scent, you know, not, without repainting your house, some kind of solution that you could just brush over that original painting to restore the scent?
Remember, this paint took a long time to develop. It take ingrain it into the paint itself. So you can just put over. It took a lot of blood, sweat, tears to develop the paint itself. So the paint itself is not something like almost a superficial layer that you can put on top. The paint is ingrained physically with the scent. So over the top, you don't want to be putting other things on top of it. If you wanted an extra, you know, smell, then you can have to put a top lid. Now, the paint itself is white. Now, I don't suggest to tint it currently with too strong of a tint. But if you needed to tint it, you can tint it to your color. But leave it in white, and it's easy to top coat it. It wouldn't affect you that much. Rather, that's a safer option.
Okay, I heard about this story of the father and son that came into your shop. And you're asking the kid, What does he want to be when he grows up? Can you relate that story to us? It's quite, more motivating.
So, you know, a lot of people, you know, on live sessions, whether they come to the store, you know, we'll be proud of you. You know, one brother from Disapingo has now, you know, taken it up so much. And you know how you do this and why you do this here. So I always give them the same answer. You know what? I look up to one man and one man only. That is my father. So my father is my hero. It's the person I love the most on the planet. So when I normally see dad and kids, you know, it normally, you know, reminds me of my father. And, you know, my father is still living, but I think about him all the time. And so I saw the dad that came into the store and he was carrying his six-year-old child in his hand. And a few of my staff members went to ask him, you know, what do you need any help? You know, can we do anything for you? Can we pass you anything? So he said, no, you know what, I'm waiting to talk to Ibrahim. And I saw him there and I said, okay, once I'm done with this, I will go and see the customer. And I finished and I went to the customer and he asked me a few problems that he did have, some waterproofing issues, some electrical, some plumbing. And then in passing, I'm normally a friendly guy. I greeted the kid. I said, hey, how are you? And, you know, he greeted me back. And I said, you know what? You must be tired. We had a long day. So the father told me that the kid just came back from school. So in the spirit of conversating with him, I said, oh, nice. You went to school. That's good. What do you want to be when you grow up? And the kid just kept quiet. And I answered again. I said, do you want to be a doctor? The kid said, no. And I said, do you want to be a firefighter? Because these are the common things that the children would want to be. And I kept asking him and I kept prodding him. Then I thought, you know what, maybe he's at the hardware shop right now. Let me ask him if he wants to be a plumber or a mechanic or an electrician. And he kept saying no. Then I asked him the question, if all of this you don't want to be, then what do you want to be? What he said next, you know, actually just melted my heart because it resonated so with my father. And no, I'm a grown man, but I started to cry. I honestly started to cry there because what he said to me came from his soul. His hero was everything he wanted to be. And in his mission, in his life, in his head, the best job it was to be a father.
MashaAllah. Now, let's go to today. We're just discussing, you know, how to protect surfaces, wall surfaces, steel surfaces. So now let's, we do have just a little bit of time. Let's talk a bit about galvanizing. Tell us something about galvanizing. What is galvanizing? Why is it wise to galvanize? How galvanizing can protect against corrosion and the common methods of galvanizing?
So galvanizing is basically putting a protective layer of zinc over the steel or metal surface. Now, the reason why we do that is to perform a protective layer so rust cannot form on it. You get different types of galvanizing. you know, hot dip galvanizing, where you're putting it in also a molten of roughly 450 degrees. You get electro galvanizing. But if you're talking for the average DIY guy who's listening to Buildergy at the moment, so the average DIY guy can either, number one, take it, the metal surface, whatever it is, to a galvanizer, or he can do it himself. Now, galvanizing in the store, you can purchase it in a spray form. Now, the spray form is much easier, but it thins down the layer quite a bit. Remember, for it to pass through a nozzle, it needs to be thinned down into a spray form. So it will go into, you know, the crevices quite nicely, but the layer is much thinner. Or you can brush it on with our brush-on galvanizing paint. Now, let's work out the options. Why would you want to do it at home, and why you want to take it to a hot tip galvanizer? Number one is we always promote the idea of DIY, do it yourself. Now, if you were to remove a gate from your house, firstly, number one, remember you need to get tools to remove the gate. You're going to need transport to move it. You know, it becomes cumbersome. And it also gets extremely expensive. And, you know, money is tight these days for most guys. So you want to do every option to save money instead of, you know, just using money. So the idea of doing it at home seemed to be a better option. And I do suggest, you know, people saving money. So the first option is the spray-on application. It covers nicely, goes into all the crevices, but it also doesn't go very far because obviously it's in a spray can. You also get the brush-on application. The brush-on application, you can apply it to as how thick as you want it to be. It covers thicker, will form a thicker, firm layer, and it will go further. The only problem is it gets a bit pricey. You know, it goes right up to about 550 rand for a liter, which is not bad. It will work out a lot cheaper than taking to the hot tip galvanizers.
And can you use it with a spray gun?
100%. You know what? You can use it with a spray gun compressor. You can turn it down a little bit, and then after that, then you spray it on. It will go, you know, value for money. If you're doing an entire fence, then you might want to put it over there. Just take note that if it does mess, it's a little bit difficult to clean.
Okay. Inshallah, we will talk again next week because we have come to the end of this segment of Buildergy. Jazakumullah khair al jaza for the valuable information that you have imparted to us this morning and ever since we have started with this segment. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you in many folds in this world and in the akhirah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Brother Ibrahim Yusuf Salaji, and he was giving us tips on DIY. Today we didn't have very much time, so we couldn't do anything about fishing, we could not do anything about food, we could not do anything about gardening. Inshallah, next week we try and make half the program for half that segment for fishing and probably food or gardening. For now, we will take a short break while our technician Bonface gets our next two brothers online for the next segment, which is called Straight Talk. And for that segment, we have Brother Ahmad Parak, who is a local politician, although at the moment he is not actively involved with any political party, but he is still serving the community in whatever way he can. And we would have Professor Abdul Qadir also. So let us go for a short break while our technician Bonface connects with them.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.